You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Clonmel. We have a 7-race National Hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Very well, thank you.
Good man. Clonmel today, bit of jumping. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's okay. There's a few horses that marked off. I've been in cracking form of late and a few regular podcasters, podcast horses that regular listeners will be quite familiar with. Not a track that I'm a mad keen punter at, I must admit. It's just a funny course, really. The layout's always quite tricky for horses. You know, come sweeping down that top bend, quite sharp in its nature. Because they don't race here that regularly, you don't get too many track specialists here. But I have managed to dig out a few that have got a bit of course form.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 125. We start with a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. 10 times better at the head of the market at the time of recording this at 11-8. Money for Blazing West, though, 13-2 into 7-2. 7-1 for Princess Leah. Model Cloud is 15-2. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the opener, Andy?
Yeah, it looks an interesting little matchup between the front two here, doesn't it? Out of the two, I'd just slightly prefer Blazing West, who has been a bit unlucky, really, in her recent times. Anyway, she's finished second on three of her last four runs. And she did so again, filling that position behind a horse that's got plenty of form on the flat, a horse called Dragon Faye, who is probably around about just short of listed stroke Group 3 class on the level and made a sparkling winning debut that day, hurdling debut at Tipperary. And to be fair to Blazing West, was a bit unfortunate to bump into a horse such as that. The third has won since, Conduct Yourself. So speed figure-wise and form-wise, I think Willie Austin's Charge has got a great chance here, despite being up against 10 times better, who won here last time out in a bumper. Quite a keenly contested bumper as well at that. The third has won since, Danny Theatre, and Glendine River have gone into that race with a string of place efforts behind it. Give the form a good, solid look to it, but I've got to go with the experience. And I'm just hoping that stepping up into it, Blazing West can finally get ahead in front. She certainly looks the each-way call this morning anyway, around about the 4-1, 7-2 mark. So let's go with the second favourite each-way, Blazing West.
Blazing West, the selection in the first then. The second race is the 155. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Roman Gold, the 7-4 favourite. 15-8 for Tongi. Paddy Gonzalez is 5-1. 10s for 4 Pedro. 12-1 for Harry's Place. And 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the market really only considering two or three of these, Andy. What do you make of the 155?
Well, a lot depends whether Tongi is fit enough to do himself justice after a 210-day laugh, because for me, he's got by far and away the best form in the race, and most notably around this track as well. That fifth behind Vediteria certainly read very well on paper at the time, and it continued to follow that particular suit all the way through the rest of the season. Vediteria, of course, went on to win subsequently, and the likes of Kilford and Venetian de May, who was second and third respectively, also won on their next starts. And Tongi back in fifth, who ran a really nice race that day without being knocked about, himself went on to finish runner-up next time out. I thought he was going to win that day, to be fair. Unfortunately, he just got touched off by a horse who stays very strongly, a horse called Knockery. But the pair of them were nicely clear with the rest. It was another good effort from this horse. Obviously likes the track and won't mind any rain in the area as well, because he's very much a National Hunt type that would appreciate and thrive on softest conditions. Providing the Fahey team have got this one ready to do itself justice after that layoff, hopefully Tongi should be good enough to beat this field.
Tongi in the second race thing. The 225 is race 3 in the car. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. Dammit well backed at the top of the market, 9-4 into 7-4. 7-2 for Eric the Third. Hole in the Wall Bar is 5-1. Tobana Geisha is also 5s. 8s for Pacelli Road and 10s or bigger for the others. Two in-form runners at the top of the market here, Andy, in the shape of Dammit and Eric the Third, both chasing the hat-tricks. I like either of those two.
I do. Well, I'm a big fan of Damut. This one probably the best bet on the card. Good winner here. Two starts ago in a very good time. In the first time, Hood beat a good field that day. Lucky Pat and £10 Mac both won subsequently. At the time of the race is very good, and I tipped this horse and actually napped it when it won last time out at Cork and got the job done really well. I was punted actually from 8, 9, 10 to 1 in the morning all the way down to 4 to 1 off the back of that performance, and the race has worked out subsequently quite well. I like the way this horse travelled through its race as well on that particular occasion, and even though it's dropping back down in trip here, I'd expect Damut to go in again.
Damut the selection then in the 225. Onto the 255 next. This is race 4 on the card, and it's another handicap hurdle. This one's over 3 miles, and the market headed by Anthropod, who's 7-2, 9-2 for Kennedy's Moor. Jan's Boy is 5-1, 11-2 for Run for Firth. New Kid in Town is 6-1, having been 15-2 this morning, 7-1 for Portrait King, and 10s or bigger for the others. So a little bit more open this one, Andy.
Yeah, it is, yeah. The two I've marked off here, the two that were involved in that race here on the 1st of October, Anthropod and Run for Firth. Anthropod certainly appreciated the step-up in trip that day, having run over 2 miles and 2.5 miles prior to that, respectively. And unfortunately, both of these two horses bumped into a horse who was very well handicapped in the shape of Lettermack Award from the Mickey Winter stable that landed a bit of a punt that day. And Anthropod was well clear of Run for Firth, who couldn't muster up any kind of resistance in the latter stages. That said, Kevin Purcell's 8-year-old Run for Firth has gone on to win himself next time out at Limerick. So he's obviously benefited for that run, and he's very much improving as time goes on. So it'll be an interesting matchup, these two today, when they do reappear against each other, obviously around a track where they've got good form. At the prices this morning, I'd be quite keen to go with the latter, Run for Firth, because William Hill offered a nice little juicy carrot of 11-2. So in a race where I do think these two hold the best course and distance form, at the prices, I'd have to go with Run for Firth as the value bet.
Run for Firth, the value bet then for Andy in the 2.55. The 3.25 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a chase over 2.5 miles for four-year-olds rated 123 or less. The market headed by Elegant Statesman, who's 15-8. 9-4 for Never Complain. Fever Pitch is 5-2. 7-1 for I Be Telling You a Lie. And Kilcrea is the 11-1 outsider. Interesting that Elegant Statesman is at the top of the betting, but Barry Geraghty chooses, I'm guessing chooses, to ride Fever Pitch, who won this race last year, Andy.
Yeah, that is the angle in here, isn't it, with that Fever Pitch. To be fair, he doesn't come here in the same kind of form as he did 12 months ago when he'd won a couple of races and been placed a few times. But his recent runs at Kilbeggan and Killarney, respectively, don't exactly inspire that much confidence. And he is off a career high mark. So even though Geraghty's chosen him over Elegant Statesman, it doesn't necessarily mean to say that's a one-way ticket to finding the winner of this race. The market actually goes the opposite way, though. They make Elegant Statesman's favourite. You could see why that horse is favourite, because he won that good Galway trial at Downing Down Royal two starts ago. Unfortunately, not so good next time out at Navan, but his form going right-handed is much better than left-handed, so I think that's probably one of the reasons there. But either way, I'm going to go with one at a bigger price here. I'm going to go with I'll Be Telling You a Lie. A real quirky character, if ever there was one. He is a little bit in and out, this horse. So I don't think he comes with a great deal of solidity against his name, particularly his last two runs. But he does really run well at this track. He's run here three times in the past. He won a maiden chase back in 2013. Then he actually went point-to-point for quite a bit, or certainly went down the Hunter Chase route. And he's bounced back and finished second and third, respective, on his last two starts here. Interesting connections also have booked Ruby Walsh. Now, this should be a marriage made in heaven, because this horse is a bit of a bridle horse, and sometimes he doesn't find a whole packet off of it. So if any jockey could get that, the best of Terence O'Brien's 9-year-old, it could well be Ruby. And I think that intent is very much backed up by the market activity this morning. I think connections quite fancy him. Actually, shortest with William Hill at 11-2. So clearly the boys in the office have seen some money for him this morning. So the course specialist, I'll Be Telling You a Lie, with Ruby Walsh on board. He's an intriguing runner there in that 3.25.
Yeah, it actually was as big as 8-1 earlier on in the day, so the money is coming for I'll Be Telling You a Lie there.
Interesting.
Yeah. On to the 3.55 next, then, the penultimate race on the card. This one is a Mare's Beginner's Chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and the market headed by Carrigmore Rock, who's 6-4, 9-4 for Gambling Girl, M-Con is 5-1, 9s into 7s for Queen's Wild, 15-2 for Aunt Nora, and Mrs. Pet is 12-1. What do you make of the 3.55, Andy?
Well, Carrigmore Rock is the interesting horse here, and the starting point, really, for many, because this time last year, this horse was on a real upward curve. Of course, it went over to Newbury and won the listed novices hurdle that day. Went on to win a Grade 3 at Leopardstown. And the sky was the limit for Robert Tyner, 7-year-old. But the wheels just have completely come off this mare. She was pulled up at Fairy House twice, respectively. And then she made a reappearance the other day at Garran. And albeit she ran well for a long way, her ultimate finishing effort wasn't exactly the strongest. So there is a bit of a cloud hanging over her to a certain degree. And, you know, we just don't know what her fencing techniques are like either. So with that in mind, I think she could be an iffy favourite today at the short price. And I'm going to go with Gambling Girl here as the value alternative. At least this horse has had a couple of experiences over fences, albeit one of them a nasty one when it fell at the second last at Listowel. But she dusted herself down to come back and in the best possible fashion by finishing second the other day at Fairy House. She looked like winning in between the last two, but was just outgunned on the running by the sharper and more speedy King of the Picks. I think the softer ground and step-up in trip here today will suit Jessica Harrington's horse. And at around about 5-2, 9-4 this morning, again, I feel as though she's the value bet in the race.
And on to the final race of the day at Clonmel in the 4:25. We finish with a handicap hurdle of 2.5 miles a furlong for qualified riders. Day is the 5-2 market leader, 7-2 from 9-2 for Levi. Amiga Springs is 4-1. Also money for Manuka, who's 18-13-2. 9-1 for Analyze That. Run for Jer is 10-1 and 14s or bigger for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last?
Yeah, there's one or two intriguing runners here. Interesting, there's money for Levy from the Liz Doyle stable that is synonymous with landing punts. And having shown glimpses of form, including last time out at Limerick, it wouldn't surprise me if that horse certainly was to justify one or two nice little bets in its direction this morning. Day, of course, fell last time out, and she has got it to prove. And we've got Manuka as well from a new stable as well. Carl Thornton's got this horse now, and this decent flat horse would also have chances of sorts. But I'm going to go with the solid one in my mind, and that's Amiga Springs, coming here off the back of a good run at Punchestown last time out behind Come Where High. And was certainly not running out of turn or running well out of turn, because she'd also gone well the time before around this track behind Most Honourable. Back in third was Santo Prince that day, of course, who won the other day for us down in Wexford. So all in all, it makes sense to go with Omega Springs here with a good solid run. Actually, top of my speed figures as well. Forgot to point that out. But that time of that race at Punchestown last time out was quite a good one. So hopefully this horse will handle the ground. Obviously, first time it's going to encounter ground on the easy side of good. But hopefully Liam Casey, 7-year-old, can handle it. Has got a decent pilot on board as well. So round about 9-2 this morning, Omega Springs is the each-way selection in the last.
Each way pick in the last then for Andy. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, tricky old day today at Clonmel. Not many fanciful bets at their respective prices, but hopefully Blazing West will start us off nicely in the first. Tongi, again, another hopeful selection that he can bounce back after that 210-day layoff in the second. Damot is probably the strongest bet on the card in the 225. Really do like him. I'll go with Run for Firth each way in the 255 following his win last time out at Limerick. I'll be telling you a lie, he's very much an intriguing runner for local connections in the 325 with Ruby Walsh on board. Gambling Girl gets a vote in the 355 because of a less complicated profile. And in the 425, difficult race to end with, but Omega Springs ran really well 2 weeks ago at Punchestown, and hopefully that should be good enough to see him somewhere on the scene.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Clonmel this afternoon.
Certainly will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.